we're 1-1. We feel like, especially in the secondary, that we could have done a lot better last game in order to get our offense the ball back in better field position. But we're still growing. We're still learning. I think our jump from week one to week two was strong, and now it's all about the jump from week two to week three.
Are you surprised how quickly it's come together? This secondary is totally brand new. You're running a scheme where it's not a lot of one-on-ones. You need communication, and yet you guys seem to be clicking right off the bat.
I wouldn't say I'm surprised. You know, we work hard. Our secondary works hard each and every day, each and every week. And, you know, we watch film together. We understand what each other's thinking, and we practice hard, too. And so I wouldn't say I'm surprised. You know, I just know that we got to keep working and continuing to keep getting better and continue to feed off each other's work ethic. And, you know, I think we'll be fine.
Jordan, you guys feel any extra pressure knowing the offense isn't fully in sync, and then they're going up against a defense like the Broncos? Do you feel like maybe you have to play a perfect game out there to have a chance to win?
Nah, I don't feel any extra pressure, anything like that. You know, we understand what we need to do on the defensive side of the ball in order for us to have a chance of winning the football game. And you know we need to take the ball away, and you got to stop the run. And so you know, we're focused on that, and you know, we're excited about another opportunity to go out there and play football. And, you know, we know we got to do to win. And so we're not worried about anything else that happens but doing your 111th. And you know, we believe we'll be fine.
Trevor Siemian's really kind of taken a lot of people by surprise the first few weeks. What have you seen from him this season?
He's an efficient quarterback. You know, he does things really well. He runs that offense, and he manages the offense really well. You know, I don't believe that they asked him to do too many things. And, you know, he's got a lot of weapons on that side of the football. You know, that, you know, he can't put in the fact that a lot of those guys played in the Super Bowl a couple years ago. And so, you know, we know we got a huge test ahead of us. And so, you know, we know what we got to do on our side of the ball. And so, you know, we're going to continue to work, continue to keep doing that.
What about you and Micah and Trey? Have made this defense in the secondary, this pass coverage, best defense, work so well so quickly?
What was the question?
What about you guys? What, you know, personality traits, that kind of thing, has made it work?
You know, like I said, we all just gel with each other. We all understand, you know, what the outside world expects out of our group. And, you know, I think we take that personally. And I think, you know, each day we come in here, we have that approach that, you know, we want to be the best. And we want to, in order to be the best, you got to work to be the best. And so, like I said, we're out there at practice. You know, we work hard. We work really hard, extremely, and we all work well together. And so that's a huge positive. Anytime you have a secondary, you know, even little things like hanging out off the field. You know, we all went over to Micah's house the other day and just kind of hung out, watched the Monday night game. So stuff like that carries over onto the football field. You know, when it comes to crunch time and you're looking your teammate in the eye, you know he's fighting for you and you got to fight for him. So, you know, it's very positive in that sense.
What did you think the outside world expected of you? Because I don't think anybody knew what to expect as new as you guys were on this team.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody even knew who any of us were. So, you know, you hear a little bit of the noise, but at the end of the day, you know, we know what we expect out of ourselves. And so, you know, we use our play on Sundays to speak for ourselves. You know, we're a quiet group, you know, outside of the locker room. Like I said, we all just kind of kick back and hang out with each other. And, you know, it's a good relationship with the group of guys that we have.
Usually at Micah's house, so he's the one to host him most of the time?
Yeah, you know, he's got all the money, so he's over there. He's got to host it.